Hi everyone.
Hello everyone.
Do we say welcome? Do we say that?
Do we say that in our previous episode?
Welcome to Are We On Track podcast. Oh no, I don't think if we say it, it would have been, is it seamless? Yeah, it would have just happened.
But it doesn't hurt to say it today. So welcome to our episode.
Why do you sound like
I'm
that?
I'm trying to mimic your voice.
No, it's very terrible. No, but is that how I sound?
Yeah, you have a very squeaky
mouth.
Church mouse. In a sweet way.
Hey.
Yeah.
I thought my voice was loud and...
Loud and squeaky. Not squeaky in a bad way. But it's your laughter in the office that can drive everybody insane.
Really? Okay. But yeah, my name is Emanuela and...
I'm Belle.
And yeah, you're welcome.
Once again.
Please, you people... Follow us on Instagram. Why do we still have 13 followers when we have like 100 listens on our first episode?
We have 13. I thought we had 2.
No, we have 13.
30.
The 2 is following So follow us on Instagram, AWOT Podcast, and then on the various podcast listening platforms. Does it work?
It does.
No, like when you tell people that they should follow you, does it work?
We can only try.
If we do it for like 4 consecutive times and the numbers do not change, then we know it doesn't work.
we'll give up. We'll keep trying.
And we stop. I wanted to ask if you've tried the Chalabam dance.
What the hell is that?
The Chalabam. The dance. It's a challenge.
I don't
challenge.
Even know
the song. The one with the shoulders.
Who made the song game?
Oh, it's one of these on my piano songs with the dance. How long have you not seen it? It's all over social media.
I probably have seen it on TikTok, but you're not singing it well.
It's South African. What do you want me to say?
Is it the one they do with their shoulders?
Yeah.
You're asking if I've tried it.
Yeah.
I can't dance to save my life. You know this.
Oh, yesterday, the devil soul. He decided to tell me to try it. I was just in front of my mirror, so I was about doing it. And I realized that it looks very easy when they do it.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people get it wrong, so it can't be that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just knew that this is not an L I'm ready to take. I'm ready to take even in private. Like, I won't take this one.
So you don't trust your own
sense. Yeah, I'll feel bad. I'll feel terrible if I think it's easy and then I try it and it doesn't work out. So
It turns out like when you're left-handed... Like every dance looks extremely awkward on you, so
really?
I don't even try the dance trends. Oh my dear.
I'm waiting for one that would be like very perfect for me. So those people, they should continue in the right direction. One day I'm going to get one that I can try.
So what's our talent? What's your talent?
I write.
Okay. I don't know what my talent is.
No, I like designing and things. Anything that has to do with writing.
Are those things like talent? Being a creative, like...
Yeah.
Liking design and stuff like that.
No, you need to have an eye for things like that.
True.
Some people can... I told you about the... What's the name? The dining table Wahala in my house, right?
Yeah.
Somebody entered and the person said... Ah, I don't know, my living room table, you're black, now my dining table, you're white. Wine. I was like, go and ask my uncle. Oh, some people, I'm telling you, if you've met very terrible people, you know that you need to have an eye for those
things. An eye for these things, true. Anyways.
I mean, it can be learned, but what can't be learned? So many things can be learned.
Exactly. I thought talents can't be learned.
Are you sure? No.
So what are other talents are like those natural born abilities? Oh, what is talent?
No, but then people learn how to sing.
True. But don't you have to have the vocal ability?
Usually like there would always be a difference.
Yeah.
You can learn to some extent. Maybe you're not going to be the best, but
so when you learn
extent,
is it still does it still qualify as
a
talent?
I don't know. We can check right now. Well,
and why are we dwelling on this? Let's just move on from it.
Anyway, if you're listening to us today, then it means you have internet.
You have internet.
Yes, and if you have internet, then you should be giving thanks to your internet heroes and heroines, of which we are part of.
Heroines and heroes.
Oh, that's how it's pronounced. Let me say champions. And then. So your internet champions, and yes, we are in the house.
We are here.
Yeah, but
we are blowing our own horn since you people won't blow our horns.
Is it blowing horn though? Are we not internet champions?
Yeah, I don't know about the champions, but I mean, yeah, we are there.
Yeah, I've been trying to find a way that we can talk about our work without making it boring. So what happened in Ghana on the 14th of March is like the perfect opportunity.
You actually remember the date?
Yeah, I do.
That's impressive. I just came to work one day and everywhere was chaotic and like Isaac is like, and then I'm over late. Come and sit down and get your ass working. I was like, oh, okay.
It was a busy day. And then a friend from MTN called me to ask me if our cable had been affected. I'm like, what cable? What's happening? I was like, do you have internet? I said, oh, it's been bad. Throughout the night, but then it's telecell.
Yeah, I remember you calling
me
from
shade, the office. No shade, but yeah. It's telecell and it's often bad, like in my area. So I didn't think, I thought it was even like a network problem. And then I called you for clarifications and then you told me what was. So it was later when I came to work. I think I came to work the next day or 2 days after, I'm not sure. And then I also got to know the updates and things. But basically, the final conclusion is landslide, right?
Landslide, yeah.
So there was underwater landslide in Abidjan waters, and it's affected 4 internet cables.
Yes, like, the major 4 in Ghana.
Yes.
Now.
And then we had a lot of rumors. So.
The rumors were crazy. I mean, there are speculations. So there was the... Mame Watanyina, I've heard. I've heard Mame Water.
I didn't hear any of that.
I've heard Mame Water. I've heard governments trying to sabotage elections.
Oh, God.
And then I've heard Europe and US trying to isolate us because of LGBTQ. Now, plus, no, alphabet people.
I don't. Okay.
So, and I'm like, no. So, my friend reaches out and I'm like, babes, come on, you can't think this way, like, come with that. So you should ask, right? So I explained it to her that no, it's not that. But even with her, what I told her, she was like, are you sure? You don't know what this our government is capable of doing. But I explained to her, she was
they can't even afford to
sabotage one cable. It takes a lot.
These are owned by private entities, and none of them would agree that they should cut their cable.
That's a 7.
Plus, the cable is undersea, so there was.
And it's not just 7 your country.
Exactly, it's not just 7. I think some people thought it was just Ghana. I had a friend from Gambia who texted me also that she's their side. They've been affected.
Yeah, oh really? I didn't know about the Gambia.
Yeah, she told me she had to send an email at her workplace because of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With Nigeria, for instance, Nigeria, for instance, they technically weren't impacted, but because Ghana's traffic was rerouted through Nigeria, so it was causing a lot of congestion because all their cables available are selling to Ghana SPs for them to be able to send their customers traffic across. So there was a lot of congestion in Nigeria too. So on TikTok, I think I commented on the page, and then on TikTok, someone was like, so Ghana traffic that caused me to be suffering like that. I'm like, Nigerians that have gotten Ghanaians, they will not forgive us.
Just for people who are lost, like, what do you mean by our internet traffic is passing through Nigeria? Like, you'd have to explain how internet is routed.
Trying not to be technical, right?
Okay.
So basically, not necessarily. I mean, when we talk about how your internet works, it's a different angle on it all. But then how your
where it's passing, or how
your traffic is conveyed, or how your traffic is routed, it's not through some magic in the air or cloud or something. It basically goes through submarine cables.
I think sometimes people just throw the technologies around.
Yeah. And I think because of technological advancement, everybody associates everything with cloud now.
Yeah.
So that's not it. It's actually 99% of your internet goes through the submarine cables. And these submarine cables are, it's not the submarine that when you're watching TV, you see it in, the, in your movies, in your action ship. Movies. It's not a ship. Submarine literally means under the sea, right? So there are a whole bunch of cables running under the sea along the coast of so many countries. And then when it comes to our part of the world, how our own works is that it traverses from, like, I can speak on ACE, which is African coast to Europe. That is us. So we travel from all the way from Europe down the shores of some African countries to
South Africa.
Yeah. So when it gets to the shores, like when you get to Nigeria, it gets to Ghana, then it gets to Abidjan, then Dakar, we tap basically. So the straight route is called the express. And then the points where we tap, so it's just passing and then you are tapping. Right, so when we tap, those taps are called the omnibuses. So basically what happened is that the different routes from different service providers or cable, submarine cable providers, which majorly we have four in Ghana, which is WAX, SAT3, DOT-ACE, and then Main One.
Yeah.
We all had an impact, like all of us went down, which is a very rare.
It's a rare occurrence, I think.
The rarest of the rarest.
There was this thing, I don't know where these parliamentarians and where they get their information from, but apparently there was this argument that even in Cote d'Ivoire, where the issue happened, they've restored their...
Which is crazy.
Yes, they've not restored anything. They had a cable that was impacted. So no... And so, the cables are not even close to each other.
They're not even close to each other. So, because I hear the landslide was, I think, is it 8 kilometers wide or 18 kilometers? Like, that's how crazy it was. So, it's impacted.
They're not even close to each
all
other.
All of our cables, unfortunately.
So, you know, there are people like, Ghanaian engineers don't know anything. Don't they have redundancy?
The redundancy is where?
Submarine cable operators, so, they collaborate with each other.
Yeah, so, but I mean, this whole occurrence has made me realize how, two things. It made me realize how little people know about our work, and also how most of the information on social media is false. Because I heard people say things that were just triggering me. I'm like, God. So that's majorly. Every news outlet was just saying something different. And all of them, major loopholes. I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you even know what you are saying? So I'm like, okay, that means a lot of things that we see on the internet, you shouldn't be believing all these things that people call news.
Yeah. The NCA intervened on the
16th, exactly.
That was 2 days after.
Yeah.
Which is fine, really, because of the nature of the thing. There needed to be various investigations before there can be like a clear conclusion what happened. So.
And it's, there's also another news outlet where I saw them talking about the Yemen rebels causing the... But then that's a whole different... When you go online and you search the submarine cable network, you would see how the cables are scattered under the sea.
Exactly.
So that one was somewhere different, like somewhere in Europe. I think those semi wave guys got affected, and it was affecting some European parts, like some European countries. So that's not the one that affected us. Our own is the one that happened on the 14th, which was caused by natural geological occurrence, which we typically term as force majeure.
So all those people saying, oh, we don't know, engineers in Ghana don't know anything, and they don't even have redundant. It's like when there's this maybe a huge, I hope the analogy is right, but then there's a huge fire outbreak, they ask, aren't there any extinguished small fire extinguishers?
Exactly, yeah.
No, but those kind of fires, you can't do anything with the small.
And it's also like, let's say you have two routes, like two roads leading to your house.
And then they're all blocked.
And then if a tree fell and blocked both roads, I mean, where are you going to pass? That's okay. Basically what
so basically happened. The issue, the cable has not been repaired yet.
No.
So can you explain how people are getting to the internet now?
Yeah, so what happens is basically, like I think I said a few minutes ago, we buy when network providers, should I call us network providers? I mean,
yeah.
Service providers go down, we rely on each other because to your the blind side of the public, we actually have instances where our submarine cables go down, but because the others are available, you yeah. get capacity from the others to serve your customers, right? So here's the case. I mean, when the thing happened, someone like Airtel Tigo was the most reliable network. You think that Airtel Tigo is your savior, right? Because Airtel Tigo does not have a cable. They rely on Ace and another service provider, I think Wyok. So they had that capacity still existing for them. So they're able to traverse all their customers' traffic regardless. So nothing of theirs got impacted.
Okay.
So that's basically why Airtel Tigo was still functioning, because they do not have a cable. So basically nothing has changed on their network. But then, even with that, you still start experiencing some congestions because they are getting more people coming to use it now.
Okay.
And also the little that they have available, like I said, people are coming to use it now. And also our service providers, which was us, and then the other ones would start experiencing some congestions
okay.
on the part that they are giving to them.
What's the temporary restoration currently?
So currently it's just to buy capacity from other service providers in Nigeria, majorly in Nigeria.
If you check the map, Abidjan is going up, right?
Yeah,
now
exactly.
We are going downwards. Exactly. Nigeria is beneath
us. Yes,
yeah. So downwards all the way.
So currently we are routing, I mean, for Ace, I know we are routing your traffic through Nigeria mostly.
Okay. Before you go to Europe.
Before you go to Europe. So that's what we've done. And then the other people that come to us.
Yeah.
I think I can give out this information because we've already given it to NC, right?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, basically that's what happened. Is there anything regarding the internet?
The VPN thing.
Oh, yeah. You explained
that was like, I think that was like the one that was driving me nuts the most. Because I go on TikTok and I see these IT guys constantly encouraging people, okay, VPN this, VPN that, VPN that. But then VPN is basically a security feature. What VPN does, it mimics a different location for you. So if you select a particular geographical location, it gives you, it presents itself as you are at that geographical location and it's going to give you what resources that is available there. But then it's not passing through the air to get to that.
Yeah.
It's still using your service provider's network, which is down.
Yeah.
So it's just it sets some priority. Sometimes VPN sets some kind of priority to your traffic because you've switched your geographical, it sets some priority, but then it's not even constant or it does not even last like that. So please just debunk it. If anything, VPN actually makes your network slower because it takes some of your bandwidth to operate. So technically it makes your network slower. So please let's debunk let's just debunk it because it was just getting too outrageous. So you might experience a little bit of fastness when you connect to it, but then trust me, it's just your mind making you think that it's working like that.
And then do you know something I observed about customer behavior?
What's that?
When you're buying something, do you consider what your vendor goes through to be able to provide you that service or that product?
No.
Like, do you have any empathy?
No.
So when this thing happened, and then some of my friends texted me, so I explained the issue to them. So I expected that when I'm done, they'll be like, oh, wow, this is a very serious issue and all those things. And at the moment I was done, everybody asked, so when will it be restored?
Right?
It's in your makina. Like, you have no empathy or whatever for your provider. Hey,
yeah.
I was like, wow. So it made me just think, like, when you're buying things, like, we don't consider.
They don't, yeah. I mean, it's actually
because
the same.
If anybody that was aware, I couldn't complain when at the peak of the issue. Anybody that was aware of the intensity of the issue and then the damages and the cost of repair. Yeah. You won't even complain because you understand.
Yeah, exactly.
But these people don't understand it that way.
It's your line of work, so you know exactly what's happening.
I was like, hey. And then it just brought my mind to whenever like you're buying very simple things. Like, do you ever consider the...
True. It's a very good...
Customers don't care. We don't care about our vendors. We just...
But hey, don't come attacking us. Attack your service providers. We give it to your service providers. Let your service providers come and attack us.
Yeah, but I noticed that. So that's it about the internet issues in Ghana. But now everybody should be...
Should be fine.
Fine or close to fine.
None of the cables have been fixed, by the way. Okay. It takes a lot of logistics and a lot of politics and whatever to get it restored.
It's a very expensive
and long procedure.
One day we'll talk about it.
So none of them is fixed. Yeah. But then you are fine. You are slowly getting fine. Because we've made provision for that.
So it's safe to say internet champions.
Yes, we are your internet champions. Because we can vex right now and just say,
hey, madam.
My boss can vex. And instruct
me. No, but your boss has a boss now.
My boss's boss can vex.
Your boss's instructs, boss has a boss.
Instructs my boss, and my boss will come and instruct me to shut the internet down. But we won't be doing that.
You can't do that. That's the own basic.
Yeah, basically, unless we don't want money.
Yeah, so that's it for the internet part. What else? What have you been watching?
I watched Mia Culpa recently. Typical.
I didn't tell you that. I was listening to I Said What I Said podcast, mm-hmm. and then the babe said Tyler Perry is taking her for a fool. But I gave up on Tyler Perry a long time ago.
He's such a cliche writer or whatever the hell he is.
Isn't it being cliche? I think it's just unrealistic.
Yeah. And his stories are typical strong black woman who is conned, that she ends up dating some quote-unquote low-level guy. I mean, quote-unquote, right? Like someone beneath her, unquote.
Very fine.
Yeah,
men and women.
Exactly. Then it goes south, and it's just always the same storyline. I'm like, dude, come on.
People didn't like Madea, but I liked
Madea. Madea's
because we were young. I don't know if it's because we were young. But I love. And then I think I ended my Tyler Perry journey with Why Did I Get Married? Wait, Why Did I Get Married was Tyler Perry, right?
Yeah.
So I think
I ended my Tyler Perry this one with the Sisters.
I watched like a season.
I watched like two seasons. That and then The Oval. I'm not following again because I know he's going to make it like 20 seasons and I can't even follow.
What was The Oval about? Was it a president?
The president, yeah.
I watched two episodes.
Oh, the story is so messy. I'm like, this is just too much. And then I watched another. Recently, I watched Madame Web and like, I'm just so sad. I'm like, Marvel, why? Like Marvel, why?
Once again, anybody that likes Marvel is somebody that did not read comics when they were children.
Leave us alone. I don't know why you make like DC Aquaman on this. I'm like, didn't you people see what DC produced for Aquaman 3? And you're giving us Ella. The Web 3 is, but then the Web 3. The Madame Web is like the most distorted. Confusing, like all the negative reviews you can give to a Marvel, and I'm sure the people that have watched this will agree with me because Rotten Potatoes Crapo gave is like 15 or something. My dear, it's bad, it's really bad. I was so annoyed. I'm like, you guys, I give up on you.
All the things I've watched have been amazing.
It's so bad. Marvel's production
is the funniest thing. I don't know where I've had the time. Usually when I'm sad, I can binge watch a lot of things. So I haven't been sleeping. And then because of that, I've filled my time. I've not slept in like 48 hours. Like proper.
Why?
I don't know. When I'm sad, things just go on. So I'm done with F1.
The new season. Yes. Season 6. Yeah.
Amazing. I love
it. You really liked it, right?
But then I wanted us to talk of just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think that... Honor, is it her? Yes. Yeah. He should give up on Ricardo. Honestly, I think sometimes we hold on to the idea of people that we have, or we hold on to people that we've known before, and then we don't recognize that they have changed or there are better people. I love the way the relationship they have. And I think most team principals have their relationship with drivers who began in their academy or whatever and then grew up. You see the relationship Toto has with Lewis. Yeah, like, you understand. I get that. But I think sometimes you should just give up. Let the person go. I believe Daniel is a good driver. I love Daniel.
Of course, we both love Daniel.
I think that he should just accept.
Do you know what I think? Yeah. I think that from what I've seen from Christian Horner, I feel like that push that he's trying to push for Daniel Ricciardo to come back to Red Bull is solely political.
Okay.
Because I know how ruthless Christian Horner can. He can smile in your face and be ruthless.
Okay.
If you remember what he did to Albon and also Pierre Gasly.
When Daniel was there, he discovered that Verstappen was good.
Exactly.
Because let's not forget, Daniel was the number one.
Yes.
Then and suddenly you started.
Exactly. So I feel there's some political I don't think it's mere I like
but,
you.
But generally, I think also.
I think Daniel Ricciardo should retire.
As people, sometimes when somebody. Like changes, you must accept it. It's the same with Lewis and Toto. I feel right now he has changed his contract, but before he signed like a 2 year, and I feel like I don't like Lewis, but honestly, if Mercedes is not giving you the car that you want, but forget about
it. I don't know whether you've followed the races this season so far. George Russell is doing well. Lewis Hamilton is doing very terribly. Why? The same car.
No, that's it. Even before, you could tell that George Russell is good. So that's it. Like, the old people should just go.
They should just
go. Because there are new ones and they are better.
Oscar Piastri. The guy that stood in Liam. For... Was it Liam that stood in for Ricardo? For Carlos. When Carlos had to go and had the appendectomy, the guy came P7. I think he finished P7. His first time racing in Formula One.
I'm not surprised. The Liam guy also Liam too, last yes. year yeah. was amazing. Yeah. I even thought they were going to sign him. Oh, Formula One is so competitive.
It gets annoying. No, I think the one thing that they don't cover in the Drive to Survive is the politics. There's so much politics.
Yes, there is.
It's crazy because I don't understand how Yuki is still a driver.
Honestly, I think he's good.
Yuki,
I know he crashed.
Yuki is terrible.
I think he's good.
Yuki,
I think it's okay. For he's not in a very competitive. I think where he is,
put him in a competitive car.
No,
he will crash all the cars. He has his temperament, his attitude. I'm like, how are you still in the car? Like, how?
I honestly thought they would take that Liam guy. Yeah, I think that sometimes you just need to give up on certain things and move on.
I mean, now, if it's not Liam is reserved for who? He's reserved for
the
Alpha Tauri.
No, he's still with RB.
Really?
RB is Daniel Ricciardo's rebrand.
Yeah.
He's reserved for RB and Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. Liam Lawson.
Yes.
Oh,
the
Ferrari boy, you know that kid.
I'll look for it after. And then I watched Senna as well. I think you'd love it. Really? It's sad. And the politics in F1 really highlighted. And also, now I remember what I wanted us to talk about with regards to Senna. You see, when you enter a space, I'm asking you a question again. Sorry for putting you on the spot.
That's fine.
When you enter a space, right, and then you are... So we consider the two situations. Mm-hmm. One, when you are a top dog from wherever you're coming from, but then you enter a space and now there's another
top dog. Yeah.
How do you navigate that? And then the flip side, you are big, everybody knows you. Then somebody comes, a rookie, and then the person... It's really good. Yes, how do you navigate that? I'm asking because I noticed. So when Senna went to Senna went to was it Williams or McLaren? I've forgotten the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was McLaren. Yeah. It was McLaren. When Senna went to McLaren, he went to meet Alan Prost.
Okay.
Now Senna knew he was good. I think the guy said he heard from God. And you know those people that think that they hear from God and things, they always have the superiority. Yeah. So Senna went there and then he knew he was good.
Mm-hmm.
And so his sole target, and Alan Prost was the champion at the time. His whole target was his target wasn't even I must be good or better than Alan.
Yeah.
His target was I must eliminate him. Like I must show them that I am the top. And then Alan, so in the documentary, Alan was mad about that because he felt when he went to F1, he said he respected the people who were there.
Mm-hmm.
Like he respected the top dogs in the game at the time. And then he gradually earned his boost. So he was so mad that this young guy comes in and then he wants to scatter everywhere. And I think a similar thing is what happened with Verstappen.
Mm.
When Verstappen came in, he didn't have time to respect Ricardo and all. He wanted to prove
him.
And then I was just thinking about it, like even in life in general, like when you enter, like how do you navigate? Because one, sometimes, especially depending on like your temperament or how you were groomed, sometimes you don't want to step on other people's toes. But also you don't want to cower so much that you live in the person's shadow. So what do you think? Like you enter a space, what do you think?
Honestly, I don't know if I can, because this is my first work environment, I mean major work environment, I don't know if I can answer truthfully unless I've been in a situation like that.
Okay.
Right? But then, knowing my temperament... Okay,
first major work environment means this is where you
this is where I learned and this is where I'm working. So, knowing my temperament, I don't know. I feel like I'm just...
Because there are other people too that would not care.
Right, you see, the other people that would not care, would I care? What do you think? You know me, like, from an outside...
I don't think you would target somebody like I want to eliminate.
Exactly.
But I think you would want to also...
That's me. I just like my work to show for myself. I don't like to...
Yeah, but then in trying to do that, how do you not... Because when you're also trying...
Make it toxic, right?
Is it even toxic? Just make sure you're not...
Hurting the other person.
Which I think can be almost unavoidable.
Yeah.
Like, by all means, if you're trying to prove that you're good and somebody is already there who feels like they're good.
Yeah.
There'll always be like some stepping.
Because I mean, when you start with a company like this, sometimes they tell you that, Charlie, you need to learn how to play the politics bit too. Because like, typically, I mean, when I joined my team, for instance, all I cared about was learning and becoming as good as I can be for my personal development, right? But then the times that I hinted, Charlie, you have to learn the politics of it too.
Yeah.
And I've always been so uncomfortable with that. Till now, I don't know if I even play any politics. I don't think I do. I really don't know. And I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Honestly, it's a very good question, actually. What plays
politics is... It requires a lot of emotional intelligence. You must play it too. At some point, you must.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about. I think that, had Senna lived long, he could have actually been one of the best.
The best. You know.
And whenever I see, after I watched the documentary, I went back to watch Verstappen's races.
Yeah.
I think he's just as ruthless. And then one thing, Senna. On the track, it is for him, it's either you let him through or we both crash. And it was so Senna was crashing all the time.
I need to watch this documentary.
It's either you let he you was know, not going to give you.
No, I think those older sportsmen, they have a very different mentality because I think I watched a documentary about England footballers, for instance, where they were talking about how, come on, they had all the big guys. They had the Beckhams and then the Lampards and the Gerrards and all those people. And then they never won a major trophy. And they were explaining that this was because, I think this was Rio Ferdinand that was explaining it. I don't remember who it was. It was like, this was because there was that constant, like, when they say rivalry, it's actually rivalry. It's not like...
No, it's proper. You know, there was a... It's not like who's smiling. They took the championship from Senna.
Really?
Yes, he won a championship, and because of these politics and rivalry, it was actually proper. I get
it. The rivalry is rivalry. So let's say players, like, they will be called up for national tournament and stuff like that, so they have to meet. When they're in the dressing room,
and we don't even like each other.
When they're in the dressing room, the Man U players are seated together, the Arsenal players are seated together, the Chelsea players are, so there was never that unity. So as a, they are a nation, they're going to play as a nation, but then there's so much, like how the current players, they just leave it all on the field, and when they go and play their national team, like, they are all it's friends.
Emotional intelligence. Yeah, exactly.
And I think they were brought up, those bloomers, their generation, they were brought up very different.
But it was, sentence, this one was so interesting and it was so sad. But then somebody also argued that the way Senna was, there was no, he doesn't think there would have been like a befitting death for him other than like in a race car. Because he said his words were that he couldn't imagine Senna being like 50. And then dying of cancer. It can't be. Like, it is not so him. And you know the weirdest thing that happened? There was not a single broken bone in his body.
Wow.
And then there were no bruises. He just ran out of luck. Like, and the... So, let me tell you one more part of the Senna story that was...
I hope we are not boring our listeners with F1.
Ah, yeah, learning life lessons. let me just tell you this part in the week. So you see the way they have to switch teams. So Senna was with McLaren, then I think the year before Williams was doing great, and then they even gave made Alan Prost win the championship.
Okay,
so now Senna wanted to move to, what's the name, Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rivalry you talked about, you know that Alan Prost decided to end his F1 career because he did not want to work with Senna. That's one.
Really?
So he ended it. Now, Senna goes there, and then bad luck. The things that, the adjustments that gave the car that competitive whatever.
Yeah, edge. Yeah.
They decided to make them illegal. So when Senna went there, now they had to design a whole car from scratch, and it wasn't proper.
Oh.
And then Senna was the only driver on the grid. So from the interview, he wants to know. He knew every part of the car. He knew the engineering of the car. So he was actually... So you see how when Lewis, them, their cars are not working, they complain.
They complain, yeah.
Senna does not complain. Senna is actually worried because he knows how the car is built. And that's the car that killed him, actually. And so now they know that it was a fault, but they couldn't find the fault because of the damage.
Mm.
That's the car that killed. Where he had taken all the curves that were like dangerous. So where he had that fault that killed him, he wasn't even supposed to die. Any proper care or anything. And you could tell before the race, like, it's not because he died in that race. You could tell before the race that he was so worried. Like, every time he sat in that Williams car, he did not like it. Mm. And the day before, somebody died. It was like the whole death thing was, so somebody died, and it was so sad that one of the FIA guys was the only person that attended that person's funeral. Why? Because everybody was in Brazil for Senna's funeral. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but I really, it was a very sad story.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I you would love it. You should watch it.
I will watch it.
And yes, you and Pooh should get on F1 so that we can all be in sync. What is it that we are boring?
It's crazy. I hope someone will get to this episode. I was like, oh, they're talking about F1. They're still talking about F1. Skip. Yeah, we skip to the end. There's nothing left.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're done for today. I know.
Yeah.
No. There's still the followers on Instagram.
Please follow us. We are begging.
We're not begging. Knees.
I am begging.
Okay.
Ella is too prideful not to beg. Today I put my pride aside. We are begging. Anyways, we hope you enjoy our episode.
Yeah, and then keep your feedback. I still have feedback, long paragraphs. I just didn't send them.
Really?
Keep the feedbacks
coming. They really, really help us.
We promise we'll work on the sound and all those things. They'll be better in subsequent episodes. Yeah. Just give us time.
When we get rich.
Yeah. And then I found out that there are actually lots of podcasts. Hey. And then you know how the way people when they want to sound very smart and very intelligent, they put their words together. Have you noticed when people try to speak like that?
Really?
How? Yeah. I don't know. There's a way that people is speak that is motivational.
And tonation and stuff like that.
I don't. It's just the way you put the words together. Is this the way the words come after the end? Makes them sound like they could be saying nothing, they could be saying rubbish, but mm-hmm. it makes them sound very smart and very
tough. Oh yeah, I know somebody like that.
Okay.
There's this cyber security guy on what was the app again? IG.
Okay, and that's what he does.
Augustine. He sat down and he's throwing
his hand. Did?
Yes, go and look for that boy.
He's just
he throws his hand like this. So I'm listening to him, I'm like, okay, fine, dude, you are rich at a very young age, but the things you are saying, dude, I'm like, what the heck? What are you talking about, bro? It doesn't make any sense.
I realize that's how most of the podcasters, they speak. So sometimes it's like,
he sit there at an angle, puts the camera, you guys can see, as you can see my story. It's like, he puts a prayer form, then he does his hand like this. They start talking, saying, good things do not take time. People that tell you good things take time are lying, then you are not motivated enough. I'm like, dude, shut
And most of freaking the podcasts, that's how they talk. So yeah, we need to change the way we talk.
Oh, no, that one day
we can't. When they tune in, be like, we're coming to listen to words of wisdom.
The day my voice stopped being irritating is the day you know that I've lost my touch.
Okay, so basically, no words of wisdom here. Bye bye. We are struggling ourselves.
We need words of wisdom, of course. We are suffering. We don't know what we are doing with our lives.
Okay. Bye. Till next time.
Bye.